Do you have creeks and branches and springs in this area?
Need some creeks and swamps, but I don't know whether there's any of that other in your colders. Springs nowadays. There used to be a good spring out there around Charlie B's place.
Well, now, would a spring be smaller than a creek?
Yeah, it just spouts up out of the ground.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country by the seacoast?
A meadow where cows feed.
Is there marshland in this area?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And that would be grassy country, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's a high grass.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about wire grass? Does that grow there?
Yeah, it grows around here too.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over a man's shoulders?
Suspenders.
What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to ham grease?
To what?
Ham grease.
Mm-hmm. Brown grease?
Yeah. What do you call the liquid that people burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Piney woodruff.
Okay. Are there many of those around here?
They may be in the creeks and swamps, but I don't see none of them.
They run around wild?
Yeah.
About how big do they get to be?
Oh, some of them gets up pretty good size and some stays little fella.
What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Ground itch.
And when a person has ground itch, what do you do for it?
Do different things. Put turpentine on it, or some kind of Medicare stuff you buy for it. Do different things. I have dug poke root and made a tea out of it to soak their feet in when they had the ground itch.
Does that seem to help them?
Yeah, it does good.
Uh-huh. Is poke root from that bush that has sort of purple berries on it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kind of big leaves and purple berries.
What do you call... Oh, I just asked you that one. What do people call homemade whiskey?
Oh, white lightning, they mostly call it.
And what about bad white lightning?
It's all bad, I think.
Okay. For Christmas, a child would hope to get a lot of...
toys.
Okay. Now, in this next part, let's say with... this next part deals with the way words change in time. Like, for instance, if we were talking about singing a song, you might ask me, has the song been
sung?
And the answer would be, yes, yesterday I...
thought it was all right, or...
No, or yesterday I, same word, what, the song?
Sung?
Yeah, fine.
Now, sang, which...
Yeah, well, either one. Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been... just the same word as buying. Have they been...
price?
No. Now, when we're talking about singing a song, you say, has the song been sung? And if you're talking about buying groceries, you say, have the groceries been...
got? Has the groceries been got?
No. Talking about the word buying now.